Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. San Jose State University is doing something that is considered the first of its kind on a college campus. The residential dining hall will implement a pilot this summer that utilizes biometric authentication. Spartan Shops is responsible for the campus dining program, and it chose Natural Security to provide the technology. Brian Mitchler is the Dining Services Systems Manager for Spartan Shops.
We have a single residential dining hall that has some 7,000 entries on a daily basis. Most of the meal plan holders are on unlimited entry meal plans, so they can come and go as many times as they would like. What that has meant is that the authentication at the front door is ever more important, because just having a card and allowing entrance is insufficient to protect, you know, our service level. It's very easy to pass a card to another individual who may not be authorized to come in. So we were looking for a way to kind of tighten the screws on that. So Natural Security, they have a very secure and fairly simple to implement two-factor authentication method. Another thing that we were looking at when we discussed this with them was that students frequently will leave their residence without their ID card, and then cause a problem at the front when the checker needs to identify who they are without the proper ID. As you probably can understand, students are loath to leave their room without their cell phone. So Natural Security has the ability to put the information on the student's cell phone. So that's something else that piqued our interest.
For the pilot project that begins in July, 70 students will be issued fobs instead of relying on cell phones.
They will have the fob likely hanging on a lanyard. They come to the door. It's very small traffic levels during the summertime, so it will be kind of a hand-holding operation as far as the checker staff, the front door staff is concerned. They will certainly know who the students are. And so the vision is that they will come to the front door with their fob. The checker will initiate the transaction, the entry transaction, as they normally would, and rather than a card swipe to pass on the information, the fob contains not only an algorithm for their fingerprint from a security standpoint, it also contains the information for their ID card number information. So once they approach the stand, the biometric reader will activate based on the fob being present. Once the light is on, they will place their finger in the reader. It establishes a communication. It's a secure channel communication between the reader and the fob. Once that's established with the fingerprint, then it's a matter of passing through the ID number information to the point of sale.
Mitchler says the setup is similar to NFC, but more secure. If the pilot is successful, students will eventually use their cell phones instead of fobs. He doesn't know how long the pilot will last.
It's uncertain at this point, because concurrent with this, we are also replacing our point-of-sale system on the campus. So there's going to be some contingency on that fact. We are presuming that we'll be able to bridge that gap without difficulty. So let's assume that it goes well in July, and then the end of August, probably September would be the earliest possible. More realistically is at the winter break, we would do the distribution and enrollment of the full residential meal plan population, 2,500.
Natural Security says the students' biometric data is only stored in their personal devices and will always be under their control. As far as why this particular method of security was chosen, Mitchler calls it serendipity.
We came across the Natural Security booth at a NACU conference last year and struck up a dialogue. We were looking for some way to improve the authentication process. And so they impressed us with their commitment to privacy concerns, the fact that they are working with European banks and large-level retailers made us feel comfortable that they would meet our needs from a security standpoint, a privacy standpoint, very easily.
So far, there hasn't been much feedback from the university community since the pilot was announced. Mitchler says they will proceed cautiously, and representatives from Natural Security will work to allay any concerns users may have about the technology. The goal is to get all of the students who have unlimited meal plans signed up for the new authentication method.
We will have to be respectful of concerns about security, and until we can have assurance on that level, I wouldn't say that we could require them. But, I mean, generally right now, you know, you are required to, by your license contract, you're required to carry your student ID card. So it's not so very different from that.
Cell phones will be the key component in all of this. Mitchler says students who don't have a cell phone could be issued a fob instead. And there's one quirk right now involving the iPhone.
As I understand it now, the issue with the cell phones is that the iPhone doesn't have the capability to have the additional chip or information embedded in it. So either we would have to provide cell phones that are capable, or we will have to wait until the iPhone side is also capable.
Mitchler says the technology from Natural Security was chosen for its safety, speed, and convenience. He says the dining hall needs a more efficient system for accommodating and authenticating users.
It's clear for me what we're trying to get out of it. Natural Security is interested in expanding the possible use base on campus in a much greater level. For example, at a public computer environment, you could authenticate with the same method for access to a public computer. So anywhere that the two-factor authentication is required, perhaps door entry, but that's not within the scope of my concern, but that's why they are looking to get onto a college campus, I believe.
Brian Mitchler is a manager with Spartan Shops at San Jose State University. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.